welcome to episode number 29 of Girl Fight. My name is Nicole Tanner, and I am your host. Today, I'm joined by Jessica Chobot.
Hello.
Christine Steimer.
Hello.
Megan Sullivan.
Buenos dias.
And Dana Jungle Ward.
Hi.
I'm going to do my best not to cough in all y'all's ears, but I've been sick, so
it's going around.
Get some Dulsum or whatever that cough suppressant. I don't know, this commercial.
And you had to fly with congestion.
Mucinex.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah. I do like those commercials as well.
Major ear pain coming
Mucinex,
back from
I'm
Chicago.
Telling you, man. It's the way to go.
Yeah. So Kinect came out. Only one that got one?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. I want to get one, but I have to actually, GameStop will not let you order it online. You have to actually go to a store.
Yeah, I want to get one too, but I just
my TV is too close. Like, I don't have enough space. Like, I don't have 8 feet.
Yeah,
we
had to rearrange our.
Actually, yeah, I don't even have 8 feet.
Plus, you live with the editor of the PlayStation 3 channel.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't matter. It's more the fact that my Xbox is in the bedroom. So, like, all I have is I have a bed and, like, you know, my console. Like, it's not going to work.
I did.
You jump on the bed.
No kidding.
I did do the, like, lie down in front of, like, for my TV to see how much, like, as a way of measuring how much space I have. And it's going to be tight. I'm going to have to, and I would have to move our coffee table, which is on wheels, but still every time.
I have more than enough space. Coffee table, too. Which is kind of lame. We've got so many gaming peripherals in our den.
I have more than enough space, but I have no inclination. Like, other than Dance Central, there's nothing.
Yeah, you don't have a 360 either.
Yeah.
That is the thing.
I know, but that was going to be one of the reasons I was going to get one.
Pick it up to your PS3.
The thing is that unless it's a game where, you know, like Dance Central or a fitness game, I don't think I want to play stuff on the Kinect because I like to sit while
Kinect malls.
That's the whole point. Yeah.
I don't get sucked. I got suckered in by Nintendogs, and since then I'm over the pet games. I didn't care about iPad. I don't really care about Kinectimals.
I'm gonna play Kinectimals here in the office one weekend just for like a few hours just to get my fix.
I just know that Nintendogs was the cutest thing in the world for about a half hour, and then
I'm
done.
Yeah. It was so cute. And then I was like, oh wait,
I might get one, but only not because we mentioned this earlier, but only potentially as a gift to my family.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, I don't know. Because I know what's going to happen is I'm going to get it for them, and they're going to do what they always do. They'll play it a lot at Christmas or Thanksgiving when the whole family's around, and then just leave it untouched. My dad still has a PS3 invitation from me like a year ago sitting in his queue, and I'm just like, God, Dad.
Why don't you be friends with
Why don't you want to be friends with your daughter?
Love.
So, I mean, I've given up on trying to force feed them. You know, they always, and what's funny is they always ask for this stuff. They ask for Rock Band. Mm-hmm. My dad asked for a PlayStation 3. He asked for a Nintendo. He asked for a 360. I got him all of it. He asked me to hook up his wireless, so I bought him a wireless modem so he could access everything. And yet, is untouched. I'm like, don't you want to at least use the like Netflix stream?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I use it for Netflix streaming all the time.
Oh, yeah, me too. And I'm like, they do nothing. They're in Michigan. It's cold there. They do nothing but sit around, and they're old.
Right.
They do nothing but sit there and watch movies.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'd much rather, like, just.
I just bought this for you. Could at least use it.
So I'm kind of, with the exception of maybe getting it for them just for.
So you haven't learned your lesson is what you're telling me.
Well, I mean, it's like, it's one of those things. It's like, it's $100. What else am I going to possibly give them? They say that they want it.
Yeah.
They do have my my aunt or nieces and nephews coming over now, my sister, and we do have big family gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
So it does get its use then. It's just that, you know, I don't know. It's like, I got to get them something.
Yeah.
So that would be easy.
It would be like us. We don't even do gifts anymore.
We've tried that, and for the most part, it works. I mean, we usually don't give gifts, but, you know, every once in a while, you're like, it's Christmas.
Oh, I thought maybe you were going to surprise me.
Because I'm coming for Thanksgiving, but I'm not going. I'm going to be there for Thanksgiving, but I'm not going to be there for Christmas. So to make up for the fact that I'm not showing, I'm going to give a gift and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll jump into the gift stuff a little bit later, but let's start off like we always do with what we're playing. Dana, do you want to start this week?
Sure. I last night played, I think I'm about halfway through The Force Unleashed 2, which I played so I could do a second opinion.
So you're
opinions.
A couple hours in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Short it's game. Not very long. Yeah, because I looked up because I was like, I wonder how far I am. And I'm like, wait, I'm halfway? Like, this is ridiculous. And I will say this, I am not a Star Wars fan in any way. I'm not a Star Wars fan, but I'm a Star Wars fan in the way that probably 95% of the country is a Star Wars fan, and that they saw the original trilogy and they liked it, of movies, and they liked it. And, you know, I mean, I like
and
Star Wars. It's fun.
Goes.
Yeah, I'm not an obsessive person. But I think what drives me up the wall about this game is that there are, it just takes itself so seriously. And I'm tired of Star Wars universe taking itself so seriously, because that first trilogy didn't do that. Like, it was fun. Like, they were like lighthearted. You had Han Solo and you had Princess Leia, and they were like, we're cracking jokes and stuff. And now it's like, oh,
and you
so
almost
like,
had a brother and sister hooking up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I think that's like, pretty serious. Yeah.
Like, people would make like these snarky wisecracks, and I'm playing through this thing, and it's all so ponderous. And it's like, they, I don't know, individual stories in the Star Wars universe, I feel like they get buried underneath the weight of like this heavy mythology of like, the Force. And it, I don't know. And the other thing is that it's, I feel sorry for any developer who has to make a Star Wars game where you're a Jedi, because things that go wrong with a game seem much more frustrating when you're like, you have these Force powers where you can
there's
a spaceship going by and you can stop it and make it explode, and then you can't, you turn around and you have problems getting through the door right there. It's just dumb. So, and the only other thing I will say about it is that I am so ready for timed button events, which I can't, quick time events, to go away. Because that one has them on these, like, just kind of, like, they're not boss enemies. They're just, like, the bigger enemies in the level. And there are two types, and you run into them all the time, and they all have quick time events. And it's, like, it's the same sequence every time. And in one case, it's, like, the same set of buttons.
Oh, my God, that's so annoying.
And you're just, like, really? Does it have to be cinematic? We can just, just let me kill them already and move on. So
I agree.
I don't know if I'm gonna, I mean, I kind of feel like I should finish it because it is so short, and I never finish games. But then there's a part of me that's like, there are a lot of games that I actually would want to play. I mean, it's a very serviceable game. It's not like, it's not awful. But
no,
it's,
I think actually the fact that it is so short works in its benefit, because it does get really boring after a while.
Yeah, it's the same enemies.
Yeah, it's just like the same thing over. I only played a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. But I actually just grabbed the remote from Greg. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I want to play.
Yeah.
Her controller, not the remote. But
yeah.
And I was like playing. I'm like, oh, this is fun. Okay, here you go. Yeah. Like, head back. I'm going to go do something else now.
Yeah, I mean, my MO with dealing with all enemies is just coming in, because you can force push them. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, run around with, like, pressing the circle button, like, you know, and they just all go.
It's really fun to watch them fly off the edge.
Yeah, that like, part is fun. And then 10 minutes later, you're like, oh, that's what
I've done this 30 times. Okay.
So I've also been playing Zuma Blitz, because the beta is out for that on Facebook. And it's fun.
Oh God.
Although it's annoying because you can run out of lives, which is the first time that PopCap has done something like that. Mm. It seems very un-PopCappy, which I told them.
They're going more hardcore now?
Well, just that you can run out of lives and you have to, yeah. No, I don't know. Yeah.
It just, you're trying to monetize it more.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you have to buy lives.
You would have to buy more lives or wait for them to regenerate.
Tricky.
Which is not how Bejeweled Blitz is.
How long does it take for a life to regenerate?
When you start 8 minutes, like, as you go, which also, I'm like, 5 minutes is the Facebook standard for regenerating energy. You can, as you level up, then that time drops. But, yeah.
I played a really boring Facebook game.
There are a lot of those.
It was the Domo one.
Oh, I saw that started playing that. It was really
so
boring.
So bad. It was just, all you do is click a button that says do it. Like, do the activity. And I'm like, how is this a game?
That's Facebook.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's so boring.
Why would you do that?
Yep, that's most of them.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It made my heart cry a little bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of that out there.
Especially because it's Domo. Because Domo should be awesome.
I was like, oh, this may, you know, maybe it'll be like mini games or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anything besides clicking a big green button that just says, do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Was that like a mission-based?
Yeah, it's game. Like you're going around, you're trying to find Domo. So in every city you go, and there's like a little activity or something that you can quote unquote do, but you're not actually doing anything except clicking a button.
So yeah. It's Mafia Wars.
I haven't actually played Mafia Wars, but sure.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not.
Doesn't your husband call them spreadsheet games?
They are spreadsheet games. Yeah. My husband calls them not real games.
Okay, yeah, right.
They aren't. That, to me,
is
not a game.
Spreadsheets.
Yeah.
No. But, and, like, everything takes a certain amount of energy to use. Yeah. And I was just like, oh,
that
God.
Sounds very first generation of Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah.
Game.
And then you unlock puzzle pieces, and then you get to put a little puzzle together. That's actually the most interesting part of the whole game. And it's really easy.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What else you've been
playing? So don't play that.
I played a little bit of God of War Collection until it really started to hurt my thumbs from all the QuickTime things and all the button mashing. Like, I'm so bad at button mashing.
Oh, I always end up like I find myself standing up and I'm like using my
index. Yeah, I do that too because eventually my thumb cracks out and I can't do it anymore. But the Hydra boss.
Isn't that amazing?
He pissed me off. Yeah. Like, stop screaming in my effing face, you asshole. God.
Wait, so, which game is this?
God of War 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But so my plan right now is to try and make it through that and then go through 3.
I loved that game.
Yeah, we'll see. I had to stop, and even still, 2? My thumb hurts. What?
Had you played 2 then?
No, I haven't played any. I'm on 1, and then going through the collection, and then going to 3.
It's a good way to do it, actually.
But I do want to make sure that I understand what's going on. I guess I could just watch God of War in 5 minutes on IGN, but I have already. But
yeah,
whatever.
I could summarize it for you right now, which is
Kratos is mad
in stereo too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. I was gonna say pissed off, but
angry Kratos is angry.
Yes, but I've been playing a bunch of stuff. Deathspank, Thongs of Virtue, something that I'm playing, and then I'm playing a bunch of stuff for review. That's not very good.
Yeah, you told me about that earlier.
Yeah, I had an iPhone game go up early this week. Goblins, not good. Controls are just so annoying. And what am I playing right now? I'm playing Gods versus Humans on the WiiWare.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, it's not good.
And Megan, how about you? Please tell us you've been playing something good.
Not only have I been playing something good, but it has made my life full of magic and joy and happiness. Wow. And that game is Kirby's Epic Yarn, which I think really, well, it could be Crack too, but it's like Crack because it's so sweet and it gives you a really sugary high. And it's, if you're a guy and you're kind of leery about playing a game with fabrics and cuddly characters, I assure you that Kirby does some awesome things. He can turn into a tank, he can turn into a submarine, he can turn into a rocket. So I recommend this game to just everyone. A fire truck, that's true.
And you can zoom around as a little car.
Yeah, you can. You can be like a snowboarder as well. You turn into a dolphin. Game is awesome. And it's not very long, but it's the kind of game you want to go back and do over again to catch those extra levels. It's got a good co-op. So one person plays as Kirby, one person plays as King Fluff. And you kind of run around getting hard to reach objects and go to places that you can't go to normally on just single player mode. So while everyone else is in, the deep, dark, ponderous world of, the Star Wars universe or what have you, and a lot of people are playing Black Ops right now, I was just like, I started Kirby's Epic Yarn kind of in a bad mood, and by the time I walked away from it, I was like grinning from ear to ear.
You can't be upset and look at that game.
No, you can't be. If you are having a really bad day and you pop the game in, by the end of just one level, you're just
so
like,
cute.
The world is magical and full of happiness, and it's
sort of has the same effect as Connectimals for me. Like, it's just something adorable.
Something adorable. But it is,
but better gameplay than Connectimals.
It is skewed towards a younger audience. It's not that challenging, but it's kind of reminds me of like games like Flower, where it's more about the experience than the challenge. So I highly recommend it. And it was certainly a complete contrast to Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor, which I'm also playing on DS still. That game gets harder and harder every time I go playing through it.
Sorry, what?
I'm going to start yawning.
Sorry, I'm really tired.
Am I boring you? Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, we're just tired.
I'll just leave right now. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. But so Shin Megami Tensei, if you haven't played that game, it came out last year, but if you haven't played that DS game and you're looking for a challenging strategy RPG, I highly recommend it. I think it was one of those sleeper hits. So... since nobody's listening to me, okay?
It's a sleeper hit.
The listeners are listening.
Yeah. I heard it was a sleeper hit because I was sleeping. Just kidding. I'm teasing.
Jess?
I'm actually kind of going through all my backlogged stuff still. I started playing Condemned again, the first one, and I forgot. It's still good. It's just that I forgot. I can see why I stopped, besides just heart-wrenching fear, is that... you know, your character doesn't move very fast, and in order to make him move faster, you have to press down on the left stick and push forward, and it's like making my hand hurt. And I know you can change that stuff around, but I'm too lazy to screw around with the control schemes, so I'm just like leaving it. And I'm getting through it though; it's still really good. I'm actually doing much better than I did the first time I tried to play. And then I'm playing. Should I tell them about pole dance?
Yeah, you should.
So. Oh my God. So yesterday I was just screwing around on our front page and I scrolled down and I saw that there was this, like, I don't know why it captured my attention because I never click on this shit. Mm-hmm. And there was this like little like stripper hot pink kind of icon thing. So I clicked it and it takes me to Adult Swim Games, which is like pretty much just flash based games, free to play. And it was pole dance party 2.
And as opposed to 1?
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a 1. I didn't even know there was a 1, which now it has me incredibly curious to find out what that one is, because Pole Dance Party 2 was actually a ton of fun. It's like completely, no pun intended, tongue in cheek. And it just makes, you know, it's just, it's goofy. And it's just cute. The music that they're using is actually really good. I actually went to iTunes and downloaded one of the songs because it leads you to like one of the, you know, like these little, like, mini menus for DLC. God, I'm struggling today. Downloads for the songs. And then, anyway, so I play this game. I do pretty well. I post the score and a link to the game because I enjoyed it, so I'm going to be nice about it, to Facebook. And then I'm like, woohoo, I just scored, blah, 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 on Pole Dance Party 2. I'm hoping to get a high enough score that one day I can become a doctor or a lawyer. The joke being, strippers always tell you they're doctors or lawyers, thinking this is an obvious joke. Well, so then I check back later. And my mom, who has a Facebook page, posts a response to that comment and says, your grandmother is very proud of you. And I'm like, what?
You just made your grandmother happy.
Yeah, you just made your grandmother happy. So I thought, now I had talked to my grandmother that day. So I thought my mom was commenting that I had called that she just put it in the wrong comment section.
Yeah, unrelated mom comment. My husband's mom does that all the time.
Exactly. So I'm thinking that's what this is. Yeah. So I respond to her response, mom, did you mean to put that in this comment section? To which... Who responded next? Oh, no. To which then my boyfriend responds to my mother and says, I think somebody needs... Or no, I'm sorry. So it goes, me asking mom, did you mean to put that comment section here? My mom replying something like, no, I did mean to put it here. You know, your grandmother... We've always wanted a doctor or a lawyer in the family. Your grandmother would be really pleased about that. Maybe I just don't understand or something. To which Blair... Or I'm sorry. To which my boyfriend replies, Pamela, I think you need to make sure and double check the title of the game that is being referenced here, you know, hint, hint. To which my mom replies again to him now, oh, I just didn't understand, I didn't get it, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Aww.
To which I then said, to cap it all off, I think we're missing the fact that it's about pole dancing. So I obviously cut and pasted and copied this picture and put it on my IGN blog.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I just need to humiliate myself and my family that much more.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was playing that. It's very good. I highly recommend going to Adult Swim Games.
I will have to go check out
Pole Dancing Party 2.
It's Pole Dancing Party 2. I haven't checked out one yet, but I highly recommend 2. The music's great. It's a rhythm-based game. It's very reminiscent of a flash-based kind of like Guitar Hero or something
frequency,
like that.
Yeah,
like frequency. Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, whatever. You just mash the keys up. And then Assassin's Creed 2. I'm playing that one again. And I'm starting completely over. I'm not picking up from where I had left off my last save. So all my backlog stuff, I'm starting from the beginning again.
Right.
That's in my queue. Do you like it so far?
Oh, you know, yeah, I do. It's just, I never got really that far in the beginning the first time I played through, and I just started again, so I'm not even up to where I had left off. But it's certainly the landscape's incredibly gorgeous. Every once in a while, I have trouble finding the actual location of where I need to activate that cutscene. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll follow my map and I'll show up there, mm-hmm. but
is it up? Is it down? Is it, mm-hmm. you know?
You don't know. Yeah. And then, you know, of course, there's always that one guy that's hanging out ready to kill you, and you're like, mm-hmm. ah, I don't want to drop down to the ground because then he's going to see me, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But,
plus, then your stomach does that butterfly thing. I know, that's when I jump.
But then you get used to it being that way, too. So then you start being able to pick it up and, like, kind of tell what they're trying to direct you at. So
I just couldn't get past the controls in that game. I still can't.
I love the controls in that game.
I hated the controls in the first game, which is why I've been so hesitant to play the second.
I don't know. Are the first and second the same? Because I only played
they're
the first.
Similar.
Yeah. Yes. And I loved the controls in the first. That was one of my favorite things about it.
That was my least.
That and the open world aspect.
So funny. Some people are like, "That's my favorite thing." That's my least.
I don't hate it. I don't love it. As far as the controls go, they're just kind of like whatever.
I loved it because I'm crappy at platforming, and I liked it that it was a game that did all that for. I'm like, look at me, I look like I'm a badass because like I'm making all these jumps and I'm so cool, and I'm actually not doing anything. But yeah,
that's what throws me off.
That's it. I'm playing all the backstock stuff.
It tries too much to like be so many things. Like mm-hmm. you're in one place, and this button will do one thing, but if you move slightly to the right, it'll do something else, and you're like, ah, mm-hmm. no, I didn't want to do that.
Oh, you mean like I had that actually when I first started playing again, where I was trying to climb up that church tower so you can beat your brother so you can kickstart the whole game, and I kept on running to the tower to jump on the tower and start scaling up, but then mm-hmm. when I would land, it would automatically start flipping me backwards.
Yeah.
Because there would be nothing to grab above. Mm-hmm. So it would just mm-hmm. default me backwards.
Right.
And then I'd shoot off the side of the cathedral. And I'm like, ah!
No, not what I wanted.
So
I punched myself off a building. So twice. How? I was trying to fight somebody. And then, like, he started, like, I don't know. It was weird. And then the guy moved. And then, but I was still in the punching animation. And we were on like a building edge, yeah. And then he just like fell off the building, and I was like, "What the
fuck?" Oh, did I talk about Silent Hill Homecoming last time?
No,
I don't.
So I tried to play that because I've been up to this point mm-hmm. a really huge Silent Hill fan until we hit 4, and then I just dropped.
So
you
excited about the Silent Hill 2 movie?
No, I don't care about the movies. Okay. No, I'm not gonna be racing out for that one. So then I popped in Homecoming, and it actually was still pretty scary. I mean, I got pretty freaked out for a while, and I got really excited because I'm like, oh, this is kind of that vibe that I felt when I like really enjoyed 2 and 3. And then I all of a sudden it just got ridiculous. It, like battling enemies is the battle sequence is horrible. It's just kind of this weird like dodge slash motion, which I get it. Yeah, it's nice to not have, you can't just be a button masher and you can't just, but I mean like it's so redundant. And then on top of it, the camera is really bad. And I would get stuck, and then on top of that, I would get stuck in walls. The AI would get stuck in walls. They would like just get stuck in this animation where they'd be standing there and I'd be shooting them point blank in the head and they'd be like, ah, because they wouldn't like register that they had gotten hit because it would be this weird angle or something odd. And it just, after that, I was just like, screw this.
Yeah.
Besides, I like those games more for story anyway, mm-hmm. which is exactly why I loved 2. Mm-hmm. Then the battle in those kind of situations for me is more of just like flavoring on top of a game that's essentially for story and atmosphere. So
yeah,
you know, it just, I don't know, it just, you could tell that it wasn't.
That one is actually decent, and I haven't played all the way through the thing, but I did PR for that game, so I read the script.
Oh, okay. Well, don't tell me in case I do decide to pick it up again later. And that's the thing though, I really liked it up until I got stuck in these battle situations where the actual action was so bad and the camera was so bad. I mean, I couldn't even see what I was hitting 90% of the time because my camera was in a mm-hmm. wall or in a table. So yeah, I was just like, forget this.
That game had some issues in development. But I'll leave it at that.
I heard that they're coming out with another one. Not the Wii one that came out recently, and not the movie. Another Silent Hill game.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure they are.
Konami's gonna do something. Oh.
Yeah, but I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I can't remember who I heard that from. But
they showed a teaser at their Gamers Day this past year.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, I wasn't there. I didn't see it.
Yeah. So it's been like sort of unofficially something Silent Hill is coming, but we just don't know what it is.
It's coming.
It's not another PSP thing, is it?
I don't know.
Yeah. It was those like comic booky thing, the digital comic booky thing.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a game.
I actually haven't been playing all that much because I was in Chicago all weekend visiting friends and family. And I attempted to play iPad PSP on the plane because, hey, I'm on a plane. Why shouldn't I play a portable game? Mm. iPad PSP is not very portable.
because yeah, I would imagine don't you need to like have the right lighting or stuff?
Yeah, no, the lighting was fine, and okay. It uses the camera. It's got this little card that has to be in the view of it at all times.
Okay,
and that in itself is not a big deal either. But when you're doing the activities, there's a play area that is way larger than the card, and in order to play, you have to have the PSP far enough away from the thing to see the whole thing. Mm. So I'm on the plane like with the PSP like
in your
right
face,
up in my face, and I'm like, I can't see anything. I'm like, this is impossible. I can't play this on a plane. Thus, it fails as portable game.
That's exactly why I stopped playing stuff like Nintendogs, besides eventually getting bored. It was like, I would be sitting there on a plane being like, sit.
Yeah, exactly.
Sit. And then people would be staring. I'd be like trying to do it quieter, but then the dog wouldn't understand. So I'm like, sit. Please just sit.
That's exactly what happened to me. I picked up Nintendogs as something to play while I was flying to Mexico. And I was in the airport and I had it. I was trying to get your dog to recognize his name. And I was like, oh, God, I don't want to do this. Like, sitting in an airport, like, full of.
Anytime a DS game has the option, it's like, are you somewhere where you, because it was the Brain Age had the option for voice stuff. Right, and I would always be like, no, I am not somewhere where I can speak. Yeah. Please don't make me do
I was
this.
So sad that wasn't optional. I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm not playing this. I'm going to start playing something else.
Well,
the totally other thing about iPad PSP is that because the camera has to have an unobstructed view of that card at all times, you can't actually interact with the pet with your hands, which I thought was one of the cooler things in the PS3 version.
Oh, you can't. That's weird.
Yeah, so you can't pet him or anything like that. So
that's lame.
Thereby failing.
Why would you want a pet? Why would you want a pet that you can't pet? Yeah. I mean, get a fish.
Right.
Yeah. And even then, I would stick my hand in the bowl and I'd kind of just bump it.
Nice. Bump it fish.
Wow. And then what else? Played Babysitting Mama, which
this is
quite possibly the strangest game I've ever played.
Babysitting Mama.
Have you guys seen?
It comes with a plush
Crafting Mama
doll.
Okay.
You stick your Wii remote in the back of a plush doll.
Oh my God.
And you like rock it back and forth. And
okay, I need to play this
it's
game.
Like a big, a big awesome. Chicken
it's sitting at her desk.
No, it stops you and tells you at every chance it has, shaking babies is bad. Don't shake the baby. Don't shake the baby. Yeah. And if you move the baby like too quickly in one direction, it'll just stop and be like, now remember, don't shake the baby.
Wow.
So it's very responsible in that regard. But
is it trying to train babysitters? What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with these mama games. And it's really disappointing because I like Cooking Mama. Like,
yeah,
I like
the original Cooking Mama.
Kind of all ages appeal. But now, like, who is going to play this game that is not a 5-year-old girl?
Did you also play
seriously?
Crafting Mama as well? And you said that game was also kind of
weird. The crafting was just a weird thing to do. Like, I could understand.
Gardening Mama sucked.
Gardening Mama was okay.
Didn't like it. I just was like, I didn't like it.
But Crafting Mama was weird because, like, I could understand giving your kid a game to play to cook or to garden because you don't want them to set your kitchen on fire or, like, dig up your yard. Mm-hmm. But why would you give a kid a game to play to learn how to make a paper airplane? Like, seriously, why?
Get them a sheet of paper.
A sheet of paper, fold it up.
Craft supplies are not expensive. I'm sure that it's much cheaper to just
maybe they're
spend
just
$30
so
on craft supplies.
So my Babysitting Mama review will be going up at some point this week.
I wonder, I feel that way about some things, and we'll see, like, because Create is on my list of stuff to review, and I haven't, disclaimer, I haven't played it yet, but the kind of the premise of it, I'm like, wouldn't you just want your kid to just, like, make actual stuff?
Well, do you change diapers and stuff?
Well, there's a game about changing a diaper, and there's a detachable diaper on the doll,
poop?
But you don't actually use that in the game. That's the other
thing
that's weird about
it?
This. Yeah, I mean, it's like, if you're going to use the doll, go all out.
Wait, is there, like, poop in the virtual diaper?
It's a stuffed doll, right?
It's not like
one of those
plastic
real
it's really freaky
real baby
looking.
Dolls.
It's freaky looking. Right, it's in her. It's at her desk.
All right. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's what I've been playing. So now we are going to talk about suggestions for holiday presents. Holiday season is coming up here pretty soon.
Yay, gifts.
Yay, gifts. So someone had mentioned, I actually solicited topic ideas on the Facebook page. The top suggestion was for us to do a Knockin' Boots episode. We'll shelve that for now.
No thanks.
Yeah. We'll leave that to the boys.
Yeah, so the second top was the, gifts. So there's a whole bunch of console bundles out there if you haven't bought one of the more recent consoles lately. Different sizes. There's PS3s without the Move, with the Move. There are a few. There's a new Wii one. The red Wii comes with Wii Sports and new Super Mario Brothers.
Does that come with the Wii Motion Plus controllers?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, that's included in that. And then they have a regular Wii white and black Wiis with Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort and the Wii Motion Plus controller as well.
But I thought the games that came with the Wii bundle were ones that did not use the Wii Plus.
That is correct. Wii Sports does not use Motion Plus.
Which is really
odd.
Sports
Resort does.
Sports Resort does.
But it doesn't come with that.
Yeah, it doesn't come with that.
Yeah, no, the white and black bundles come with Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort.
But really?
Yeah.
There's one that doesn't have it.
The red one comes with
new
Super
Mario Brothers and Wii Sports.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Right, yeah. And then obviously there are 360s with Kinect and without Kinect. There's also a special holiday bundle 360. It's 250 gig hard drive. Comes with Forza 3 and Alan Wake. That's for about $300.
Yeah, and I would recommend to people somewhere that, because coming up on Black Friday, like all these retail, like a lot of times places like, I know Walmart has done stuff like if you buy a PS3 today, then you get a $100 gift card. And site that does a really good job of tracking that stuff is Cheap Ass Gamer. They every week they like go through all the sale flyers and everything.
That's really
cool. So go. I mean, because there will be a ton of deals. So you could probably not pay full. Yeah. Like, even though these are all good deals, like, I mean, they're the same deals everyone's going to have. And if you pay attention, you could probably get it for cheaper, get something extra.
Yeah, I went on Walmart and Target real quickly today, and there's already some cool game deals. Like Walmart has Lego with Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga for Wii for $16.39. They have Mass Effect 2 for 360 for $17.96.
Oh, wow.
That is way worth the $17. Yeah.
Mass Effect 2, really?
Mass Effect 2,
that's crazy.
I should get that because are they on PC? Do they come out on Mass Effect? I mean, I know there are PC versions, but...
Yeah, well, this was just the 360 version. And Target actually has a special... This is an exclusive bundle to Target. Has a Toy Story 3 PS3 bundle for $350. It's 250 gig PS3 with the Toy Story 3 game and Toy Story 1 and 2 movies on Blu-ray.
Oh, well...
And the Toy Story 3 game is good, especially if you have kids. You should get it.
I enjoyed it. Even if you don't have kids.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying especially if you have kids.
Like, yeah, like if you really want a PS3 and you have a hard time convincing your significant other that you should get one, hey, be like, hey, I'm getting it for the kids. So
It comes with the movies. You'll like those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
everybody likes those.
Okay, so what are our, like, if people were to buy one game
Mass
at
Effect
full
two.
Price. Okay.
Kirby's Even though we already know you don't have to.
Right. Yeah.
17 something.
I'm going to say Fable 3.
Mine would be Heavy Rain.
I'd say Kirby's Epic Yarn for sure.
Oh, God. I don't know. Picking one game?
Well, we're just going to start
I'm gonna
with
go
one
with
game.
Red Dead because obviously Mass Effect 2 is
I think I would pick Red Dead.
I haven't played Red Dead. Well, most of the games that came out earlier in the year, I'm sure you can get for cheaper.
And those are honestly the better games that have come out this year.
Yeah,
it is kind of surprising that it was so front loaded.
Yeah, it was a very strange year. All the good stuff came out really early, and not very many good games have come out.
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
There's been lots of disappointments later in the year.
Yeah, that was weird. God of War 3, Final Fantasy 13, like. Games that were super hyped and they weren't quite as good as I was hoping, but Epic Mickey is coming out soon too.
Yes,
that and Donkey Kong Country Returns
and Need for Speed Hot Pursuit
and Gran Turismo is coming out this year, right?
Is it already out?
The review went up. I don't know if the game.
It may
out.
No.
It may
you know what? It may
early.
Be out. I'm now like off on when
well,
things are coming
let's,
out.
Well, let's go Call back to the
okay. Sorry,
Gran Turismo 5.
Which is going to be out forever.
Maybe it'll be out. We really don't know. They're claiming it is, but they just pushed it back again. So,
dude, I remember being at the initial, like, because they showed off GT5 at the very first time they showed the PS3.
Yes.
Yeah. It's that.
Yeah. Oh my God!
And what
did,
is even funnier is that
digital polyphony. I think that's the device. They're very slow.
Where they just announced GT6, which is ridiculous to me.
They didn't announce it. They just talked about
Like, you they were like, why would you even talk about if you haven't released 5 yet? It doesn't make any sense.
It was a weird news story, but yeah, it seems very strange to me that you would even mention that name.
Yeah.
Even as a joke. Don't say GT6. Just get GT5 out first.
Yeah. In theory, it's supposed to come out this year. Yeah. But I wouldn't hold your breath.
I have to say that I can't get excited about a straight up racing simulator. Yeah. Just because
I enjoy racing games, but only at arcades.
Yeah, I'm the exact same way. Yeah.
And I don't crash have fun stuff. With them at my house.
So you're more of a burnout.
I am a burnout, which is why I am excited about Need for Speed, which I haven't cared about the others because this Need for Speed is made by the people who make Burnout.
It looks great.
Yeah. It's Burnout with cop cars.
Watched Ryan play. Mm-hmm. Oh, like sneaking a peek at his TV.
Pretty. Yeah. Lots of crashes.
Yeah.
Okay, so other games besides top games. I would definitely say God of War 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ghost of Sparta for PSP. If you have a PSP, that is a must buy. It is the most beautiful game on that system. It has hardly any load times. I cannot say enough good about that game.
Also, Lunar came out earlier this year for the PSP, which Persona 3.
Persona 3 came out as well, and it's if you didn't play Persona 3, you definitely want to play that. And if you did play it, you can now play as a female protagonist, which changes a lot of the storyline, which is awesome. So I would recommend that.
I really enjoyed Civ 5.
Civ 5 is definitely a good one,
Plants vs. Zombies on 360, because there's co-op.
Is Cataclysm coming out in time for Christmas?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. December 7th.
December 7th.
Speaking of Plants vs. Zombies,
Bejeweled 3 is also December 7th.
Oh, I just thought of it.
No, but I was saying Plants vs. Zombies is actually in.
Right, Cataclysm. They did do an homage to it.
And it looks really cool.
Yeah.
Dragon Age Ultimate Edition came out a couple of weeks ago. So if you still have not played Dragon Age and have no idea what the hell we're talking about when we talk about Alistair and Morrigan and all that, go get that.
Because it comes with all the DLCs.
It comes
right?
with all the DLCs. And I think the price is, I forget what it is.
They can't be charging more than $60 for it.
Probably not. Yeah. So if you still have not played Dragon Age and you want to get geared up for Dragon Age Facebook and Dragon Age 2, I would highly suggest getting the Ultimate Edition.
Yeah. What else?
Game-wise,
I would definitely suggest Guilty Party for a family game. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That one is really, really good, and I think kind of got overlooked
a little bit. I would say Dance Central for a family game, too, if you can add the Kinect. Because that, out of all the Kinect games, I think that's the tightest, well-produced.
That's the only reason why I want to get a Kinect.
Yeah. Yes, but no Settlers creation in that game.
I know.
WTF.
Wait, what did you say?
No career mode, either.
No Settlers creation.
Oh, yeah.
Which is weird.
You have to go through and play the songs individually.
Yeah, but there's workout mode. I haven't played it.
But so it's lame. All it does, you enter your weight and it tells you how many calories. And you're going to lose your heart rate is going to go down when you're selecting your next song. And so that's why I was really mad about the set list thing.
Because you want your heart rate to go up and down. You don't want it to just stay up.
Really?
What's going on right now? What are we talking about?
We're talking about weight loss techniques with Dance Central.
Oh,
and how,
all right.
Jess doesn't work out, so she's a little lost.
That's not true. I started working out.
Disclaimer.
Because of the whole physical therapy thing, and because I already have to be on the floor to do these stretches for my hip, I figure I'm already on the floor, so I might as well do a few sit-ups, and I might as well do a few push-ups. And so I've actually been doing sit-ups and push-ups.
That's awesome.
I can get... push-ups. I can manage almost 20.
Do you do full push-ups or girly push-ups?
Full.
Okay.
Don't insult me.
Girly push-ups.
Yeah, no, I do.
I couldn't tell you the last time I even thought about doing a push-up.
And then this is really gonna blow your mind. Then I go to my coffee table and I put my arm obviously people listening can't see this, but I put my
And then you go up and down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do a backward tricep push-up, and then I just sit there and like let my body weight just kinda hang, and I like sit there and do tricep push-ups that way.
Well done.
Those are really good.
Thank you.
Cool.
I'm feeling very proud of myself.
Now back to games. Yeah, exactly. Is there anything else that we missed?
Dragon Quest IX came out this year, but I didn't like it as much as other people.
We haven't said anything for the DS. What about DS?
Picross 3D.
Oh, Picross 3D and Professor Layton. There's a new one that came out. It's great. There was something else.
Kirby's Epic Yarn would be darn adorable, which is not for the DS, but for the Wii.
Yeah.
Yep, I said that. That would be my number one recommendation to people.
Yes.
I had something else written down on my list upstairs, and I cannot remember what it was, but
StarCraft 2 if you're into that sort of
thing. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I don't give it a ringing endorsement, but a lot of people, when I blogged about how I was kind of meh about Castlevania, a lot of people were like, what are you talking about? It was really fun. So if you like this sort of God of War DMC formula, I can't really say anything negative about Lords of Shadow, but just to warn you, it doesn't play like the usual kind of Castlevania, so just keep that in mind. But if it drops in price, then I can't really not recommend it, I guess.
Yeah, if it was dropped a little bit, or you can find a used copy, I think that's a pretty decent deal.
One thing we have not mentioned, which is obviously good for the male gender, Halo Reach. Out this year.
Oh, yeah. There's a Reach
and girls
bundle.
Too. That's not to say girls can't like it. I just think that at this table, nobody is a particularly big fan of first-person shooters.
Yeah. So if you don't have a 360 and you don't know what Halo is all about, there is a Halo Reach bundle, 250 gig hard drive for $360.
Oh, that's right. It's the silver one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Silver and shiny.
So, and as far as consoles go, I mean, it's kind of my personal opinion that if you don't have a console yet, you might as well spring for the bundles with the Move and or Kinect and or, you know, whatever at this point. Just
agreed.
Keep your options open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to bug my parents about getting a 360 Slim and or a Kinect bundle, but it's just like the big selling point was the Kinect, which other than Dance Central, I'm kind of
about. Yeah,
but it's
a brand new technology. I mean, you have to give it a little bit of time. So that's why you would buy it now, just to, you know, put the investment in there.
Maybe.
Because it's a little bit cheaper that way. I mean,
you can use it to
navigate your
be
menu.
Lazy. Yeah. Navigate.
Well, the other
Xbox
selling
on.
Point was going to be Xbox on. The other selling point was Fable 3. And a lot of people are like, it's good.
I didn't like
it. It's not great. Yeah. It's like no one can say it's a bad game, but a lot of people seemed awfully disappointed by it, which is.
I would not say it's a bad
good,
game.
But I don't find it as good as 2.
Yes.
Yeah, because I liked 2 a lot, so I was really looking forward to this game. But nope, not so
plus
much.
Plus, the way that I kind of view those games is that if you're going to get this roughly around Christmas time and you've got your family around you and you don't have anything else to do and you're going to be stuck indoors, then you're going to want a game that has a lot of side quests.
So yes. Fallout, if you can deal with a little bit of bugs.
Or
a lot.
Or World of Warcraft. Cataclysm, if you want.
Exactly. Or if you have your PC and you want to play on your PC, definitely do that.
I have done that on family
this is
trips.
The time of year
my God, my mother would
adventure.
Murder me if I went home and played any games.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that weren't on the Wii. With everybody.
Yeah, I used to get in trouble for that all the time.
Why are you up here in your room playing games?
See, actually, we don't because we're a family who just sits around and doesn't talk to each other.
Well, we're that too, but I have to sit around and not talk to each other together.
Yeah, to their faces.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I got in epic amounts of trouble for playing Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time over Christmas back when I was in college. And not talking to my grandparents the entire trip because our game systems were upstairs and everybody was, you know, hanging out in the living room and stuff. So I would just go upstairs and play all day. And oh, my parents would get so mad.
I got in trouble because 2 or 3 years ago, Persona 3 originally came out. And that game is like 70 hours long. And I started it in November and all the way through Christmas I was playing. And it drove my parents crazy because we are very
social.
How
are you still playing the same game?
Yeah. Not even just that, but just it my family always, you know, gathers in the living room and talks a lot and has their own time. And I was clearly either in my room playing that had to drag me down and I was very grumpy about it. Or I was clearly spacing out, thinking about going back to play the game. And it's the same thing when you're like, a really good game comes out during the holiday season. It's ironic you sort of neglect your family so you can play the game. So
my family, my parents don't like games, but my siblings and everything, all the rest of us are cool with it. They all just sit around watching football anyway, and I hate football.
Yeah.
And or various sporting things, so I will go in another room and play a game.
Yeah.
Plus, my dad has to turn up the volume really loud. He swears he isn't losing his hearing, but I think everyone else in the family thinks
otherwise. All right, so that's some quick opinions from us. Of course, the official IGN holiday guide is up on IGN.com.
Yeah, it's just buyersguide.ign.com.
Yeah, buyersguide.ign.com. And also, if you're looking for stuff for kids and families or what they play, gift guide is also up. It's right on the homepage on whattheyplay.com. And we're going to move into questions. So if you have questions, comments, or feedback, you can send those to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. Our first question comes to us from Amanda.
Amanda wants to know if we can think of any games where we truly hated, or on the flip side, maybe felt sorry for a boss or the person that you had to defeat. I would say Saren in Mass Effect. At the end, yeah. I kind of felt sorry for him.
I would say most bosses are not that well developed. Oh, sorry,
spoiler alert. Late.
Uh-oh. I always felt really guilty about killing, quote-unquote, the bosses from Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh, yeah, that's a total guilt trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of it.
But otherwise...
I did not feel bad killing the Hydra.
No. No. She needed to get put down.
Gosh, she was a bitch.
Yeah, I think all of the God of War bosses are pretty...
It's pretty easy to just be like, oh,
I hate you.
I will stab you in the head. And you are Gigantor.
Yes.
Yes. Good Lord. How am I supposed to beat you?
Yeah.
Oh, QuickTime events. Lot of button mashing. That hurts my thumb. No.
Well, the QuickTime events aren't exactly button mashing. It's no, there's button the presses.
No. But then they have the smash circle as fast as you can, and you're like, oh
right. That gets better in the later games. Or something.
Yeah, Greg was like, you might want to just skip one and go to.
No, one's awesome like, though. On this whole note, I would not be sad if boss battles went away from games. I don't really like them. I don't enjoy them. It's just like, okay, it's just a battle that's going to take me a really long time of doing the same like sort of stuff the whole way through.
Because they have a pattern, you know?
Yeah, so
you
they do. It's like, once you follow the pattern, then you just have to
All you have to do is crack the pattern.
See, I missed them in God of War 2. Like, there was an absence of boss fights in God of War 2, and I was very sad about that.
I have no love of boss fights. I wouldn't be sad if they went away. Yeah,
I'm ambivalent on that
topic.
Me
too. All
right.
Okay, next question comes to us from Steven. Steven wants to know what our favorite British developed game of all time is.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know.
Little Big Planet is really good. I don't know if it's my favorite. Oh, Burnout 3, sorry.
Oh, duh. Yeah, duh.
Burnout
there you go.
Burnout 3, yeah.
Ninja Theory is British, yes?
Yes.
I think so. Yes,
they are.
See, if it hadn't been buggy, I would have said Enslaved, but it's buggy as all hell, so
I'm
I can't
still
say
laughing at... monkey flying in the air. Yeah, I don't.
What the hell?
You mean Nick
that?
Scarpino?
Yes, yeah. Nick Scarpino.
Yeah.
Blonde Nick Scarpino.
What about Lionhead makes the Fables.
So Fable 2, I guess, because I mean, I just can't think of very many.
Actually, mine would probably be Lego games. Harry Potter.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Does Canada count as British?
Okay, next question comes to us from Dan. Dan likes Red Dead.
Yay!
He wants to know what we think might make for some more good potential episodes DLC.
I don't know. That's why they paid.
How about a Red Tower series?
A what?
A Red Tower series DLC.
Oh god.
Or Dark Tower series. I'm thinking Red Dead Redemption and Dark Tower.
They could call it the Red Tower. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then you don't even need licensing.
Yeah. There you go. Just make it very similar.
Yeah, I don't know. I
have to say, I was pleasantly surprised with what they did with Undead Nightmare, because that was a game I would never be like, yes, it needs zombies. Yeah. And they did a good job with it, so I'm just going to leave it to them.
Yeah, I haven't read any of this stuff. I mean, I've seen the screens, and I know that that's what it is, but I haven't read any of the stuff on how the heck they justify
it. Am I the only one that is
universe.
Sick and tired of zombies?
No. Yes and no.
I mean now Call of Duty Black Ops has a little side quest game for it. You got Red Dead Redemption,
Dead Nation,
Walking Dead,
Plants vs. Zombies. I love that.
Every game that comes out has some sort of weird zombie something.
Especially it's not sparkling vampires.
Sure.
Okay. I don't know. There's always those big trends of those vampires and those sort of going to zombies.
No. I would take sparkling vampires over teenage vampires, though.
Ooh,
isn't teenage the same vampires? Thing?
Yeah, teenage vampires is the big trend now and in literature and film.
Twilight. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay.
Blar.
Okay.
What about young adult vampires? Slightly older than teens, like early 20 vampires.
Nope.
Depends. Next question comes to us from Marco. Marco wants to know if we were Jesus or God or whomever deity you may want to plug into there, and wanted to add one upgrade to any one of the latest consoles, what would it be, with the disclaimer that they have to be plausible and not absolutely crazy?
If I were Jesus or God, I would be thinking about things other than game consoles.
It's true. But just humor.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. I'm like,
I would like there to be some like legitimate AI involved in my Xbox console so that I could go above and beyond just saying Xbox on with the Kinect, and I could actually have a talk, like a conversation.
Why would you want to talk to your Xbox?
Because it's awesome. what part of that don't you get?
I would go.
I would want to come in and I would like it to say, welcome home, Jessica, or good morning, Jessica, and then be like, maybe
how
I have
was
a
your
talk.
Day? You want Hal.
Yeah, I want Hal in my Xbox. That's exactly what I want.
I can't do that.
And Jessica. It could potentially happen. I can't open the front door for you, Jessica. I'm sorry, Jessica.
I think that I would just make it so that somehow developers could make completely bug-free games.
That's a good
wish.
That's
something that's really
yeah, no,
I enjoy humorous bugs.
Yeah,
but nothing game breaking or
frustrating.
Completely,
yeah. I had that last night where it was like something where I was able to lift a platform higher than I could jump to it. So I spent 15 minutes trying to make the same jump over and over. I'm like, there's no way I can do it. And I turned off the game and rebooted. And this time I just didn't shove it all the way up because after I shoved it up, I couldn't bring
it
back
down.
And then I made it fine on the first try, and I was like, really? I
just went, yeah. Oh God, so annoying. I don't know if that has anything to do with a console in particular. But
no, I'm
sorry.
I'm
going to go with that anyway.
Because I don't have a problem with the systems and the way they exist now. The things that frustrate me are when, you run into buggy stuff on games. So systems, I would make them all so easy to develop for that developers would just be able
just
to
make
beautiful bug-free
games
that they could just focus on the content and not have to worry about all the technical crap behind it.
Actually, I think that is pretty crazy and not possible. I don't even know. I don't even know what I would put in.
You can just say you want what I asked for, too.
Okay.
So we got two people now.
Yeah. There we go. I agree with Jess.
Make it happen.
What about Megan?
No, I really want to believe, I have to believe that there is a way to make games not so frustratingly buggy and awful. I mean, like, the funny stuff in Red Dead was funny, but it's not so funny in games like Enslaved. So yeah, if it could make it at least easier for developers to sort of get rid of bugs, we'll say.
Yeah. Yes. Again, that's like, not the console that does that, though.
I don't care. This is my universe. I am God.
I want the iPhone 4. I don't care.
Okay. Yes. I want a perfect game.
Next question comes to us from McConnell. McConnell wants to know what some of our recommendations are for strategy games. Looks like he's got all platforms. Civ 5.
StarCraft.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love Civ 5.
StarCraft, technically. Yeah, strategy.
Yeah. Devil Survivor. It's a strategy RPG. It's sort of there.
Valkyria Chronicles on the PSP.
Ryan Clements loved that. Oh, well, not the PSP one.
Yeah.
But he loved that game.
Greg still loves the PSP version. Yeah, he was trying to get me to play it on my trip to Japan, and I'm like, nah.
Okay,
not really my thing. Okay, next question comes to us from Brandon. Oh, this is a pretty sad question. This is the one that you commented about with the subject line that I think I might be ugly.
Oh, yeah.
What?
So, poor Brandon says that when he was in school, every time that he would try to get with a girl that he thought was really attractive, the response was usually, I don't want to mess up our friendship. And then after a year of marriage, his wife told him that she's not attracted to him anymore, not because of his looks, but because of his personality. And so his question is, are girls really that concerned about friendship, or is that just a way of saying you're ugly and you have no chance?
Well, I feel like she wouldn't have married you if she...
Here's the other thing I will say in my own history that the guys that I have been attracted to most of the time, it has ended up having nothing to do with their looks. I would say if a girl's using the friends line, they're just like, I'm just not interested in you in that way. That is the case, but that's not saying you're ugly. There have been many attractive men who I had
zero interest in.
Yeah. And there have been plenty men who you would look at and not think were necessarily attractive. And who I very much had the hots for.
And I've broken up with my fair share of men, and I've always used the excuse, quote unquote, like, let's just be friends. But but it wasn't really an excuse. And I actually am friends with almost all of them. And the only ones that I'm not friends with are the ones that they just didn't want to be friends with me after the fact.
Yeah.
And I mean, friends in the sense that I still hang out with them. I still talk to them on the phone. I still, you know, like, it's legit. Mm-hmm. And so that's not always just BS. Because the thing that always attracted you for me at least, the way that I looked at it is the things that attracted me to them in the first place are things that are still there, mm-hmm. still things that I still like about those people. It's just that as a relationship, it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that that person doesn't still have like great things to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes. Yeah. So I really wouldn't worry about.
Yeah, I wouldn't default to automatically thinking you're ugly.
No.
That makes
I would find out why your wife suddenly decided she didn't like your personality anymore.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Unless you're just people just
unless you're schizophrenic.
Yes. Yeah, but just to go like with one of the men who I find most attractive is Lyle Lovett.
Okay, wow. I'm not leaving that one. Yeah.
is he the one who was originally married to Julia Roberts?
He did marry Julia Roberts.
See, there you go. And he's not particularly attractive, but he obviously has a great personality, so he landed Julia Roberts.
And he has an amazing voice.
Okay. So yeah, Brandon, sorry. Hope things go better for you in the future. Next question comes to us from Nick. Nick has a question about Mass Effect 2. Says he likes the game, but he hates the planet mining mm-hmm. portion of the game. He says, I find this portion to be so unbearable that sometimes I dread playing the game. Do we have a problem wow. with this? Or is it just him overreacting?
That no, was a part... you hated it, right, Jess?
I hated it. Exactly the way he felt, where it was one of those things where I was just like, oh God, I gotta go and do this again. And I just, and part of the reason why I hadn't fully upgraded my shields and all that stuff is because I didn't have enough
resources
mm-hmm. in order to like get that going. And I just, and I knew it was gonna take like two or three more trips to a planet, and I was just like, forget it, I don't even care.
I actually liked it better in Mass Effect 2 as opposed to Mass Effect 1, where you had to go and land on every planet and run around.
I enjoyed the Mako, but I understand why some people could get really bored with it. The thing that I enjoyed about it, though, was the concept of exploring new worlds. If they could have added extra things other than just go to this spot, mine, find it, go to this spot, mine, which was really obvious.
Yeah.
If they could have added, like, some kind of storyline element to it.
Yeah.
Then I would have been, I could see where more people maybe would have liked the Mako.
Yeah.
Because the concept of exploring to me was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just hated the Mako itself.
Yeah. And also,
it flew around
after you've been to the fifth planet, they all started to look the same, too.
Well, and that's another thing. Yeah. They really needed to come out
with
a better...
They didn't have a lot of models.
Yeah, every time you went into, some facility or something on a planet, it's like all the crates were arranged in the same way. Wow, everybody arranges their stuff the same way.
They all have the same interior.
Well, it could have been some sort of military
maybe.
No,
standard yes. issue.
Yeah, it's like crates. Every target is the same.
But I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
That way of thinking as to why people wouldn't like it. But as an example of where I thought they could have done that and then maybe improved upon it is, remember that one DLC that had the Normandy crash site that you revisited?
I didn't play the DLC.
Well, I think one of them has the Normandy crash site revisit, which is essentially kind of what you've been doing when mm-hmm. you've been landing with the Mako, except that you have a little bit more interaction. But that was the cool thing about it, was that you had this interaction where you could like explore the past of what happened to you, and it like added to the story. Mm. So if they could have
like, wow, this game looks so much better than Mass Effect 1.
Yeah, so they could have added stuff like
they
that.
They had the little screens.
Oh, no, that's right. Game. It wasn't DLC. It was actually in...
It is DLC.
Is it DLC?
But it's included when you buy a new version.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what it was. So, but I thought that whole idea of going and seeing it and having it all tied together and be part of the story, but still being able to explore a planet, that was really cool to me.
Yeah.
As for the mining, I will say that while I didn't love it, I found it strangely...
addictive.
Zen inducing. I don't know, I would just like zone out.
Same thing that would happen.
Oh, it's been 3 hours.
To me.
All these planets.
I'd finish a big mission or whatever and be like, okay, I don't want to play for a really long time more, maybe 15 minutes or whatever. Oh,
exactly.
I'll go mine. And that's,
and then
you know,
it turns into much longer than 15 minutes.
Not for me, it didn't.
For me, it did. I'd be like, oh yeah, just exactly. All right, I'm just going to mine some planets. Oh crap, it's been an hour. Okay, time to go to bed.
I pretty much liked everything in Mass Effect 1 that everybody else hated. So I loved the Mako. I loved the elevators.
I liked those too. I just felt like if they had added a bit more dialogue variation, it would have been great.
Yeah.
But it just got repetitive when they're saying the same thing, or they stop too soon. And then you're writing for 15, 20 seconds in silence.
Yeah, I loved the news updates that you would
get. Yeah, the news updates were great. I loved it when there was banter between your squad mates. So I did really miss that, and too. I was like, oh, can you add them back, but make them a little faster, mm-hmm, add a little more dialogue, and that'd be perfect.
Right.
Okay, thanks, bye.
All right, we got time for one more, and this one comes to us from Greg. Greg says he wants me to read the whole question rather than giving a summation, so I will do that.
Wow, that was very nice of you.
Did he say please?
No.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did. All right, good.
Like I actually checked.
So he says, take this for what it is. This is what he says. We all can take a good guess at how Jessica Chobot will answer this question, but it is still an interesting topic. Worthy of discussion. Does Jessica or any of us worry that disclosing more details of our non-work related life causes us to lose our sexy mystique that is part of our role?
I totally say up at camera night.
And important to your career. I think Jess is the only one that's got sexy mystique of us.
Well, I am not concerned about losing my sexy mystique. I'm concerned about, because it's so obviously overflowing. No, I am more concerned of strangers that I don't know on the internet finding out about my personal life more than they need to. I mean, right. That's really what it boils down to. I mean, as much as we like to interact with our audience mm-hmm. and you guys out there listening, at the end of the day, I have no idea who you are. Mm-hmm. And so I've gotten my fair share of some creepy, both quote unquote, I guess, for mm-hmm. lack of a better term, positive slanted emails, mm-hmm. but that were really kind of.
Yeah, they crossed the line.
I love you, and I want to marry you, and you look very pretty, and I like your house.
Here's an example. And I'm sorry if this guy is listening, and I don't mean to be mean or rude or point you out, but...
but don't do this. It's crazy.
I gotta tell you, this one threw me for a loop. So I was getting my mail one day, and I was in the elevator, thinking nothing of it, and went to my apartment, fine, blah, 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 blah. Next day, I'm on Twitter, and I see somebody say... I rode in the elevator with Jessica Chobot. I know that because I read over her shoulder her letters of her email to make sure that her name was on the mail.
Right.
So I had a person in an elevator that I've never laid eyes on before.
Well, you did.
Well,
apparently.
Yeah,
you did. But you didn't
know. Unbeknownst to me. Yeah.
Yes.
But like reading over my shoulder and reading my mail, mm-hmm. I mean, it just, that to me, that's a little odd.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. you know, I just don't need others to really know too. I'll share what I want to share with you because I feel it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't need to share everything.
You're definitely the most public figure of all of us.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've made a concerted effort not to give away too many details. I mean, we talk in here, you know, it's like anyone who listens knows my husband likes playing Fallout, you know, but it's like the stuff that you know is pretty inconsequential. And I try not to share too many personal details. I mean, I don't say my daughter's name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or any of that stuff, or you know,
And I have to apologize because I have over 105 friends requests, all from people who are like, "Hey, I love you on Girlfriend," da da da. But I have a lot of like friends and family who, like, I don't mind necessarily, but they mind.
Yeah.
So I've stopped, and I apologize if you're one of the people listening. I've stopped accepting friend requests right now, because I don't know people, and I try not to think that everyone is some creepy stalker, but then again, I have a lot of people on my Facebook page who don't want to be a part of it, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was gone on the day you guys talked about this, but I don't accept friend requests unless I've met you in person. That's where I figured out where my line was. But you
one,
are all lovely.
I'm lazy, and I don't go on Facebook anymore. But two, also just because the same reason. Mm-hmm. It's getting.
I'm still accepting them. Now I'm going to have a barrage of them mm-hmm. because my Facebook profile is, there's nothing.
I'm concerned about what happened to you, Jess, where you had to like start over because you hit like 5,000 and then your Facebook page wouldn't work anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want that to happen. So now I'm like,
If you want, I mean, that, and this is the way that I solved that problem is, like you said, I only accept friends requests from people that I actually know. Mm-hmm. But then if you guys want, just, I mean, I've made, for lack of a better term, and I hate saying it, but that fan page. Mm-hmm. But, and the thing is like, people think, well, that's not the same. I'm not your friend. And I'm like, dude, I'm up on that fan page every day.
Yeah.
Like all those updates are coming from me. Mm-hmm. Like that's,
it isn't your people.
It's not my people.
All zero of my people. No, it's like, I mean, I sit there and like my routine is I'll sit there, I'll check my personal Facebook, I'll answer a few emails from my parents or whatever, and then I'll switch right over to the fan page and post stuff about what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not like it's all of a sudden a weird disconnect.
Right.
So, I
guess I would suggest to people too, like if they really want to interact with us, probably my IGN is now the best place to do that.
Yeah, that's a really good place to do it.
That is a great, that actually... Although I don't want to deter anybody, but I've gotten also a lot of people that write on the wall there. Like we have the news feeds and you get those
people. They can get lost.
They can get lost, but also I don't think there's a way for Wes to directly reply.
No.
Unless
you
have
to go back to their wall.
Yeah, you have to go to their wall. Yeah. That's coming. I mean, it's coming. It's an update that will come, but it's just not, it's still in.
So right now, don't think
that. Or whatever the hell.
Yeah. Don't think that we're not seeing them. It's just that, or that I'm ignoring you off of that, because it actually would be infinitely easier for me to respond to you on my IGN than anywhere else. It's just that we don't have that quick reply option.
Those tools are being built.
Yes, they are coming. So look forward to that.
I love my IGN.
And all of us are up there, and we have blogs that you can call. Like, I have discussions with people in the comments on my blogs and everything. So I think that that's probably the best bet if you want to interact with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks so much for listening. If you have questions, comments, or feedback, you can send those to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. You can also interact with us on our IGN Girlfight Facebook page, which is facebook.com/IGNGirlFight. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/IGNGirlFight. And like we mentioned, you can follow each of us individually on my IGN. I will not be with you lovely ladies next week because I will be in the Bahamas.
What? Oh, so, you?
I hope you get eaten by a shark.
Wait, is next
shark to puss?
Is next week Thanksgiving week?
No,
the week after.
Damn it.
So, so I imagine the rest of these gals will be back with you next week, but I won't. So,
Oh, man.
I hate you right now.
I know.
What's that like?
So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.